Well, as MSU fans looked ahead to this year's showdown with the favored Buckeyes at Ohio Stadium, who could have imagined Coach Mark D'Antonio's backup quarterback shuffle strategy would lead to a stunning Spartans victory? With us now, WKAR current sports host Al Martin. How are you?
How you doing, Mark? I tell you what, you didn't hear that O-H-I-O chant after that, the aftermath of that game on Saturday, huh?
What about this game plan? Did anyone see this game plan coming, or was the general thought that Connor Cook would be able to lead the team on Saturday?
No one saw this coming, Mark. And we even asked Coach D and Connor the days leading up to this game on Saturday last week whether or not Connor Cook was healthy enough to go. Now, after the injury last week, as I came on with you, we chatted about how Coach D'Antonio took the presser and said that, hey, he's pretty confident that Cook will be fine. On a scale from 1 to 10, he even gave us a 9.5, to be exact. And leading up to the game against Ohio State on Saturday, I mean, all signs pointed to Connor Cook being healthy. So it was a shock to everyone that Connor Cook was not able to go against Ohio State literally minutes before that game on Saturday, Mark.
And what did you make of how O'Connor and Terry got it done against Ohio State?
No one saw this coming. Again, there were two aspects to that game, Mark, that no one foresaw. That being one, as you mentioned, Connor Cook being injured for that game and not getting that start. And number two was the weather, which I'll get to in just a sec. But it's really crazy because when you evaluate that matchup against Ohio State, this would happen now, right? The biggest game all year. You've had injuries all season. Michigan State has been bitten by the injury bug all year. And then when you play the defending national champs on the road in Columbus, Ohio, the first time since 2011, your quarterback, the only man who has been consistent for this team all season, is the one injured. Is that next man mentality, though, that D'Antonio has been preaching all season? O'Connor and Terry didn't have to be lights out when it comes to their arm in this one, Mark. And frankly, they couldn't. You know, I mentioned the weather. No one saw that it was going to be cold and rainy. Yeah. You saw a lot of conservative play calling. And really, the premise of Michigan State's offense had to be running the ball with guys like Holmes and Scott on the ground. And even with O'Connor and Terry, who picked up some big yards when they needed to.
Current sports, Al Martin is our guest. We're revisiting the victory over Ohio State on Saturday and probably looking ahead to Penn State here before the segment is through. The Buckeyes went into the game favored by, I want to say, 13 points is where the line stood on, mm-hmm. on Friday at least. Where did they fall short? How did they not get it done?
Well, a lot of it has to do with Michigan State dominating, I think, on both sides of the line. Michigan State's defensive line, they were able to slow down and put a lot of pressure on JT Barrett and Ezekiel Elliott. Actually, when looking at the total yards of production from Ohio State, period, it was 132. That is the lowest total yardage in the Urban Meyer era or history. It was unbelievable what they were able to do. Now, it helped that it was, again, cold and rainy outside, but they did a remarkable job of slowing down Mark Ezekiel Elliott, was a Heisman Trophy candidate. Mm-hmm. That takes a lot to slow him down. I really have to give a shout-out. A guy who really stood out to me when it comes to that defensive line was Craig Evans. I thought him, you know, being in, you know, on that line, he was able to cause a lot of havoc. Also, on the offensive line, Mark, you know, the running game becomes more imminent in a game like that because you can't rely on big bombs down the field because of the weather again. Mm-hmm. So having guys like Holmes and LJ Scott, you got to get the ball to those guys, but you have to have a good offensive line to open holes. And that offensive line did that throughout that entire game.
I enjoyed watching LJ Scott a lot.
He's great, isn't he?
He's a true freshman too. So
and he didn't turn the ball over. That was the biggest bugaboo of his the past 2 weeks.
This team doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes.
No,
you know, that's the other thing that game after game, at some point in every game, I will make that remark to whoever is watching the game with me. This team just doesn't screw up.
And they had one, though. If you remember on the one moment through that game, a punt reception, and McGarrett King's just, you know, with the conditions, he muffed the punt reception. And that's really how Ohio State was only able to score twice in that game off of turnovers. Damian Terry fumbled. It gave Ohio State a short, you know, field. They scored there.
True.
And then McGarrett King gives them, you know, 6 yards to the end zone, and they score there.
After the game, some Buckeye players criticized their coaches, play calling. Any validity to those comments?
I think there is. But, you know, I'm privy to the old statement, Mark, that you got to keep it in-house. You know, don't air it out to the press. And the man that everyone's talking about today and that they were talking about after that game was Ezekiel Elliott. I actually watched his raw presser after that game, and he called out the coaching staff. He called out Urban Meyer's play calling. He thought it was too conservative. He felt as though he should have gotten the ball more. And he felt as though that, you know, the coaching staff, quote, didn't put us in a position to win the game. You don't make that statement after a game like that. I think Ezekiel Elliott, and I think maybe now, given a few days to think about it, now given 2 days to think about what he said, if he could have it back, I don't think he would have made those statements, Mark.
We got less than a minute, but after this big win, MSU maintains control of its destiny. How does Penn State match up against the Spartans? I know they fell to Michigan on Saturday.
Yeah, they did, but you can't sleep on Christian Hackenberg, who is a clear NFL quarterback right now. He's a guy who can burn you downfield. If Michigan State secondary, if they come ready to play, and if we see a secondary that we saw against Maryland, if we see a defense that we saw against Ohio State, I think Michigan State wins this game by double digits. But the sea is now parted now, Mark. Michigan State, as you stated, they control their own fate. They beat Penn State. They play in the Big Ten championship game, in which it fathoms that they'll play Iowa. They beat Iowa. It's hard not to put MSU in that playoff.
Al Martin is the host of Current Sports on WKAR Radio and TV. Thanks, Al.
Thank you, Mark.
Go Green! Go Green! Go Green! Go Green! Go Green! Go Green!